Before lunch, Reggie went to see Doc Morrissey in the little surgery on the ground floor, next to the amenities room. CJ had given Sunshine Desserts everything that he thought a first-rate firm ought to have. He'd given it an amenities room with a darts board and a three-quarter-sized table tennis table. He'd given it a sports ground in Chigwell, shared with the National Bank of Japan. And it wasn't his fault that the cricket pitch had been ruined by moles. He'd given it an amateur dramatic society, which had performed works by authors as diverse in spirit as Shaw, Ibsen, Rattigan, Coward, and Briggs from the dispatch department. And he'd given it Doc Morrissey. Doc Morrissey was a small, wizened man with folds of empty skin on his face, and whatever illness you had, he had it worse.
"My legs feel very heavy," said Reggie, "and every now and then a shiver passes right through me. I think I may be sickening for summer flu."
The walls were decorated with diagrams of the human body. Doc Morrissey stuck a thermometer into Reggie's mouth.
"Elizabeth, all right?" said Doc Morrissey.
"She's very well," said Reggie through the thermometer.
"Don't talk," said Doc Morrissey. "Bowel movements up to scratch," Reggie nodded. "How's that boy of yours doing?" said Doc Morrissey.
Reggie gave a thumbs down.
"Difficult profession, acting. He should stick to the amateur stuff like his father," said Doc Morrissey.
Reggie was a pillar of the Sunshine Dramatic Society. He'd once played Othello to Edna Meadows from Packing's Desdemona.
"Any chest pains?" said Doc Morrissey.
Reggie shook his head.
"Where are you going for your holidays this year?" said Doc Morrissey.
Reggie tried to represent Pembrokeshire in mime. Doc Morrissey removed the thermometer.
"Pembrokeshire," said Reggie.
"Your temperature's normal anyway," said Doc Morrissey.
He examined Reggie's eyes, tongue, chest, and reflexes.
"Have you been feeling listless and lazy?" said Doc Morrissey. "Unable to concentrate? Lost your zest for living? Lots of headaches? Falling asleep during play for today? Can't finish the crossword like you used to? Nasty taste in the mornings? Keep thinking about naked sportswomen?"
Reggie felt excited. These were the exact symptoms of his malaise. People said Doc Morrissey was no good. All he ever did was give you two aspirins. It wasn't true. The little man was a miracle worker.
"Yes, I have. That's exactly how I've been feeling," he said.
"It's funny. So have I. I wonder what it is," said Doc Morrissey.
He gave Reggie two aspirins.